welcome back to Penguin Radio. We are here for the women's game now. Dominican Penguins against Azusa Pacific Cougars here for the women's game as the starters all go out into the field. It's a beautiful day here in San Rafael. Still not a cloud in the sky at Kennelly Field at this beautiful Dominican campus. What a day for soccer. It's just nice soccer weather. You know, everything about the day means soccer to me. You see this turf field, this brand new, beautiful turf field, the scenery behind it, just pristine here in San Rafael, California, as the starters of the game go out to midfield, facing a very nice-sized crowd today at Kennelly Field. First conference game of the year. Very exciting. On the men's side, the men unfortunately lost just a few minutes ago. It was 5-0 for Pacific, with really the Penguins not being able to do too much about it. Pacific was all over them all game. Unfortunately, the men's soccer team came out with a loss 5-0. And here are the starting lineups for this upcoming game. For Azusa Pacific, we have keeper Michelle Wieland, senior from Visalia, California, Heidi Witchy, sophomore from San Diego, Amanda Hardy, senior from Redmond, Washington, Molly Lavin, sophomore from Honolulu, Hawaii, Logan Chan, a senior from Encinitas, California, Natalie Sun, senior from Upland, California, Rachel Harding, senior from Alta Loma, California, Lindsay Brown, junior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, Allie Stone, a junior from Cypress, California, Natalie Nick, and a junior from El Cajon, California, Danielle Ross. As for your Penguins, the starting lineup includes at keeper, Megs Herring, a junior from Santa Rosa, freshman from Meadow Vista, California, Lauren Golnick, senior from Milwaukee, Oregon, Emily Whitaker, a sophomore from Salt Lake City, McKenna Kimball, a freshman from San Jose, California, Stephanie Owens, freshman from South San Francisco, Jessica Ramirez, sophomore from Santa Rosa, Kendra Korsberg, a sophomore from Rockland, California, Megan Hansen, a junior from Santa Rosa, California, Catherine Ripple, a senior from Carmel Valley, California, Alex Moran, and a senior from Santa Rosa, Juliana G. Bratsburg. And now for the national anthem. Good. And we are off on this game, about to get started. At Kennelly Field, the teams gather together for their cheer. It should be a good game between the Cougars and the Penguins today. The men's side was unfortunate, but the first conference game for this women's side, these Penguins, they should be looking to get really psyched up for this first conference game. It's the first game that's really going to go towards helping them this season.
Now, Jordan, you have a ton of experience, high-level, even collegiate soccer play. You say it's supposed to be a good game. What makes it this game special? Why this game would be such a good game?
Well, the first game in conference.
Yeah, that I get. Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody is so hyped up, so pumped up to play that the speed of play should be faster. Everything should be a little bit quicker. Everything should really be happening at a fast pace. And every single person, all 22 people out on that field, should be working as absolutely hard as they possibly can.
Yeah, but how would that differ from any other game? I mean, the Azusa comes in 1-0 in conference. This is the Penguins' first conference game, and the Lady Penguins are 0-2.
Well, I think it's all about the mental aspect. They're mentally thinking, okay, now it's time. This is the first game of the year. This is where coach is really looking for us to step up.
Yeah.
This is where people are really starting to watch us now.
All right. The Penguins are going to be defending the Northern goal. So theoretically, they have the wind in their face for the first half, which is exactly what you would want. Azusa making their way up toward that Northern goal right now.
And they are off. Azusa, number 10, Natalie Sun, going up that left sideline, but it is off of her, and it is Penguin ball on the right sideline, deep in their own territory, a throw-in for them. All the way back there, Emily Whitaker is way back there for the throw-in. Penguins are going to try to keep possession. Kendra Korsberg comes up. Nice little fancy turn right there. And she plays it out to Megan Hansen. Tries to get some through ball through the middle, but it's off of a Pacific defender.
And just like you said, the fancy turn, she kind of went 360, spun around, let the ball go right between her legs, and totally deked the defender.
Yeah, defenders like to do that sometimes. As a defender myself, I know every time I could get a fancy move in, I don't have a lot of opportunities. And defenders don't really get a lot of opportunities for fancy moves or anything. Anytime you can, you have to go for it. Okay. It's just fun. Just a fun part of soccer. A foul now against the Penguins. The Pacific Cougars play the ball all the way out, and Megs Herring has to come out to the top of the box to grab the ball, and she does. Kendra Korsberg, a good job of shielding off the Pacific forward. She plays it up to number 8, Stephanie Owens. And it is off of Pacific for a throw-in. Hansen with the throw-in. Unfortunately, Owens was caught not looking at the throw-in. Hansen threw it to her, but she kept running forward without really even turning around. Korsberg now has to chase with the through ball from the Pacific Cougars on the ground out for a corner kick off of Hansen. And already a corner kick for Pacific just 2 minutes into this game from the right side.
The northeastern corner.
It really is nice to look at that corner, though. Just so beautiful.
Yeah, you got the rolling hills of San Rafael down in the background. Kennelly Field's a beautiful place to play.
So nice. And the cross is in for Pacific. A bit short. And they get a shot off, but Megs Herring shifts to her right and picks it up. And makes sure to get all of her Penguins up the field before she drop kicks this ball. And the kick comes down to the Penguins, and they play it around, keep possession. Now Megan Hansen has it out on the left back. She turns, and is fouled from behind. The Azusa Pacific forward must have tripped up a little bit.
Like she got right in there and just tripped her up.
And then just basically took Megan Hansen down with her. So it is a free kick for Kendra Korsberg down at the Dominican side of the field.
And that's the wind you hear, fans, coming across our microphones.
Absolutely.
And we even have the wind screens to protect, but the wind has come up here in the afternoon. It started the second half of the men's game and has continued to build. It's 9 or 10 miles an hour now. Coming from the south.
That wind really does affect the game, because if it's to your back, every through ball you play is going to go soaring. But if it's to your face, every clearance or anything just stops midair. It's so devastating to have it to your face. Megan Hansen, a long thrower here, is going to try to get it in from the corner. Tries to get the flick from G, doesn't quite get it though. The Pacific defender heads it out. And they play it out to number 10, number 10, Natalie Sun for Pacific. Tries to keep possession, and it is a Pacific throw-in on the right side on their own half of the field.
Juliana Brotsberg, the veteran, who's always, seems like she's a part of every important play. She just always is. She's right in there.
I would probably consider her the star of these Dominican Penguins. G, it seems like G has been around a very, very long time. When I say G, I mean Juliana Brotsberg.
Right, her, that's her nickname.
Exactly. Her nickname throughout the school is G. That's really all she's known by. And, you know, I just feel like it would be so weird calling her Brotsberg. She's just known as G by
you
everyone.
Know, years ago when she first got here, she was the one they called G, and then just G. And, of course, it's J
yeah.
for Juliana. But she's, yeah, now it's just down to G.
And she's embraced it. A foul on the Dominican side of the field against Pacific, so Kendra Korsberg will have another free kick. And the Dominican defenders try to open up for her. The right back and the right center back are really trying to open up to clear passing lanes. As Pacific gets the ball again, luckily Korsberg steals it, plays it out to Hansen, who gets the ball up the field. Number 8, Stephanie Owens there, fighting for the ball, earning herself a throw-in.
Witchy with a whiff. She went in after it and booted and got nothing but air.
Megan Hansen with the throw-in now. Over to Jessica Ramirez in the middle of the field, fighting for the ball. Can't quite get it, though. Pacific gets it out. Number 9, Logan Chan now trying to go up the field, but Emily Whitaker calmly takes it. Hansen with the left foot up the field, right to number 13, Lindsey Brown of Pacific. And now Pacific is on the right side, trying to get by, but Korsberg recovers from the missed tackle and gets the ball back. A big fight down at the right corner. The flag is up, and there will be a foul against Korsberg. Number 10, Natalie Sun of Pacific, really working to get that ball inside. And she earned herself a free kick right there.
Head coach for Sousa Pacific is Jason Suro. He's assisted by Scott Maccabee and Shannon Jenkins. Of course, for Dominican, John Delano is the head coach, assisted by Phil Bilecki-Gard.
A free kick in a dangerous area. Here it is, right across the goal. It's hit wide by a Pacific forward, out for a goal kick.
That one left the yard, completely out into the parking lot. So I'm going to have to get a new game ball and put it in play. And by the way, I was talking to one of the referees, Jordan. You and I both saw him. The guys were checking the pressure of the balls before the game. I mean, these guys are serious. The guy sent down from the NC2A. Of course, the 3 referees on the field checking it at 9 pounds per square inch. 9 was the PSI, the pressure of the ball. A very interesting little fact.
It really is. Once you get into this level of play, they really care about the little things, and every single little thing has to be perfect.
You wouldn't want to have one game ball with 7 and one with 9. It'd be squishy.
Yeah, that it just completely changes everything about the game. It really, really does.
Now, I wonder if they adjust how hard the ball is relative to the height of the grass on the fields when they play normal grass. I mean, you would think not, so that the ball remains consistent, but some fields are faster than others.
True. Very
Someone
true.
Someone can talk to the referees about it at halftime.
Amanda Hardy in the middle of the field plays it out wide to a Pacific midfielder. Going up the field, taking it herself, is Heidi Witchy with the shot, but it is right to Megs Herring standing right there.
Herring's got 3 or 4 saves so far. It says only 2 shots on goal, but I've seen her touch the ball at least 3 times, whereas the Penguins have not had a shot. Kind of like the men's game started.
Lauren Golnick gets to the ball first, tries to play the through ball through the middle. Unfortunately, Stephanie Owens couldn't quite get it. Now here's G, looking for something, looking up, trying to play Lauren Golnick down the right sideline. Can't quite get there, and it is a Pacific throw-in.
She was looking for Golnick to find her in the corner and maybe bring it back across, but just booted it a little too hard. Goldman couldn't catch up to it. 36 minutes and 9 seconds in the first half left.
Rachel Hardy with the throw. A big fight right now with McKenna Kimball and Amanda Hardy for the ball. And a great slide by Alex Moran to get the ball away. It's right to the Pacifics, though. Korsberg tries to get the clearance out with the left foot. Goes much out of bounds. Again, left the yard. Right there, and it is a Pacific throw-in now. on the right side of the field at about midway point. Now, the possession of this game has really been back and forth. And I think the Dominican Penguins have to, they have to play it around. They have to first get the ball to G up top. That's their first game plan. That's their first game plan for any game of any season. Get the ball to G up top. Let her keep possession and let her look up, hold the defender on her back, and find someone open that's cutting. That has to be their game plan every game. They have to get that. They already did it once, but the play was just a bit too far. Here's Pacific up the field right now. Number 12, Rachel Harding tries to get the cross in, but it's right to Megs Herring. She cradles it up, and with a big throw over to Owens, going up the field. And now Natalie Sun gets the ball for Pacific, plays it in the middle. They're trying to work it around the box. Logan Chan on the left side can't quite save the ball, and Whitaker gets the throw in for the Penguins. Off the head right now for the Penguins from Golnick, but Pacific gets the ball back, trying to play through balls, but this turf is just so fast. They're going to have to play it on the ground more if they want to get too much going. Megs Herring has another goal kick. And it looks like John Delano is up for the first time, up from his chair, yelling at his team to try to get some energy going. They're trying to get some space and really just keep possession. They need more possession. The ball has been on the attacking half of the field for Pacific almost the entire game. The goal kick is off of Megan Hansen's head, out for a throw-in for Pacific. Still on the Dominican's defending side. A big fight for the ball from Alex Moran. And it goes down the right sideline right now. Megan Hansen is working hard for the tackle. A big fight, no foul called yet. And here's the foul, and it's against Megan Hansen just outside of the corner of the 18-yard box. This is about 23 yards away in a dangerous area, very dangerous area for a cross. And again, the Pacific Cougars are going to try to cross it in from the right side off this free kick and get someone in there. Looks like number 10, Natalie Sun, has real height. Oh, and it's just right off of a Dominican Penguin, actually deflected. It looked like number 13, Lindsey Brown, came up and got a head on it, and it went right off of Dominican for a corner just wide right of the goal. And now the Pacific corner. Pacific has real size up in the middle in Lindsey Brown and Natalie Sun. They could be dangerous in the air. A big scuffle in the middle. And G tries to get possession, but Pacific holds onto the ball. Cleared out, finally, by Catherine Ripprell. But Pacific still has the ball, now on the left side of the attacking half. Lindsey Brown takes it and tries to keep possession. And they play it down the line all the way to Sun. It is a throw-in for Pacific. It looks like Pacific is really trying to get the ball wide and then get more crosses in and use their size advantage. The ball bounces into the box from the throw-in, and it's hit back by Pacific, but Hansen gets the ball on her head out of the box. Pacific still has the ball, attacking from the right side of the box. A great sliding tackle from Megan Hansen to stop the ball. Went to the ground for the tackle. It could have ended badly, but she really got in there and got the ball very cleanly. Now a Pacific throw-in from the left side, all the way cleared out. Pacific just seems to have a lot of time at their feet when they have the ball. And the Penguins have to get much, much more pressure if they're going to have the ball. even the mistakes that Pacific are making, they end up going to a Pacific player right after the mistake, as Megs Herring cleans up the garbage back there, takes the ball. Here's her drop kick. About to midfield. Right to McKenna Kimball. Plays up to G. Back to Kimball, and there's the through ball. It's through. Owens is over there. Tries to get it back to G, and it's almost through, but Lindsey Brown is there to stop it. And it's taken out. Emily Werker stops it. They're right back for Dominican. Alex Mann was trying to look for G on the right corner, the right attacking corner. Couldn't quite find her. But the goalie for Azusa Pacific, Michelle Wieland, plays it out of bounds for a Dominican throw-in on the right side of the attacking half. Dominican is going to try to look for something here. They haven't had the ball down here too much. Whitaker takes the ball. Alex has the ball, trying to dribble through. Ramirez has the ball, and it is out for a Pacific throw-in. Here is Pacific clearing the ball out. Somebody's going to have to get to it, but nobody does. It rolls out for another throw-in, this time for the Dominican Penguins. Whitaker looks up, tries to find someone. People are making runs. And it's saved by Pacific. Here comes Dominican. Their passes just have to be more to feet. They have to play feet more. It goes over Whitaker's head. Luckily, Ripple is there to recover as the center back gets it out. Look out. We're all good. We're all good. Whitaker with throw in now out on Pacific. She plays in the middle. And Ramirez gets it to the middle, but it's stolen by Pacific. Played over to their right back, number 18, Natalie Nick, who plays it up all the way to Sun. Sun gets it from Korsberg, and the foul is on Sun. Korsberg was complaining for a foul and finally got it. A real tussle about 35 yards away from the goal that ended up in a Pacific foul. Korsberg will have another free kick from about the same area. She's going to try to have to get this up when she actually plays it calmly to Kat Ripple, her fellow center back. Ripple's looking up for someone, begging for someone to make a run. Plays it back to Korsberg. This is good for the Dominican Penguins. They have to switch it around the field, keep possession. Number 8, Stephanie Owens, is trying to keep possession over there on the left side. Lindsey Brown takes the ball, and Pacific has the ball again. Rachel Harding plays it up to Natalie Sun, their forward. Ripple is all over her and gets the foul called on her. Natalie Sun now has the free kick. This is a free kick for Pacific about 50 yards away from the goal, just in front of the half line. Danielle Ross for the Pacific has the cross. Here it is. High up in the air, and Korsberg gets the header. It is over on the right side now, attacking for Pacific, as the Dominican defenders are really doing a great job of stepping up to those 50-50 balls, but the mids just can't quite hold the ball. A great run, but it is called offsides on Natalie Sun. They had the through ball there, but she was a bit eager in her run, stepped just in front of Kat Ripple before the ball was played, and that is an offsides. Kendra Korsberg has a free kick now from the same spot about four times in a row, and again she plays Ripple in the back. They have to keep possession here. Here comes Golnick towards the ball with Moran calmly keeping the ball in the middle of the field. Azusa pressure is good right now. They're on top of the ball. Every time Dominican seems to try to keep possession, Azusa is very, very good at really hustling and making sure Dominican is still on their heels. Good job by Golnick trying to get in there, and it's a foul called on her right in front of the broadcast studio right here, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. About 25 minutes left in this half, still a 0-0 game. Zero shots for Dominican so far, two for Azusa Pacific. Nothing too threatening for either team, though. It's cleared out by Megan Hansen. And she goes in for the 50-50. Doesn't quite get it, but it rolls to Alex Moran, luckily. And really just trading possessions right now. Here comes Heidi Wishi from the right side. Tries to play it. Korsberg steals the ball right from Lindsey Brown. A great steal. And here comes G hustling back. A good job of bodying off by Lauren Golnick. She has to keep possession now, and oh, she plays it right to the defender, Rachel Harding, who now has Chan running up, tries to cross it with her left foot, but it is a fairly weak cross. Megs Herring picks her right up, and her drop kick is to the left side, looking for Ramirez and Owens. Unfortunately, they both went to the same spot, and the ball went out wide. Now it is a Dominican throw-in. Azusa Pacific definitely looks good out there. They look very well coached. Their pressure is really what's standing out to me right now. They are hard to the ball, hard to every 50-50 ball, not just in the defense, but their forwards are working hard too. And Juliana G. Bratsberg does a great job of that for Dominican, but I think Dominican's midfielders really have to keep working to keep the ball. It's up to Chan right now, who plays a great ball back to Sun, who hits the shot left. Wide left of the goal, Megs Herring watches it roll out of bounds for a goal kick. Herring has the goal kick now. G is begging her Penguins to open the field more. They really have to get more spacing on offense. Whitaker goes in hard for the tackle. It's won by Pacific. Sun plays the ball to Molly Lavin, who plays a through ball, but it's taken by Megs Herring on the left side. Megs Herring is waiting for her Penguins to get all the way back up before she drop kicks it. A good win by Azusa Pacific in the air. And Kat Ripple wins the ball in the air. Plays it up, at least getting it out of the danger zone for the Penguins. It is a Pacific throw-in on their left side. Here they come, charging forward. Good pressure by the Penguins. Unfortunately, Golnick couldn't quite get her balance right. Plays it out of bounds. Here is the Pacific throw-in. Good hustle by Golnick. Takes the ball and plays a great through ball in the middle, but the center back, Allie Stone, takes it. And now Pacific has it in the back. Their right back, Natalie Nick, takes the ball, tries to play it up all the way to Sun, but it is cleared out by the head of Kendra Korsberg. Now here's Pacific charging forward. They are on the right side, about 25 yards away, and the big shot from way out is over the bar. Herring just watched it go over. That was a bit ambitious, I'd say. And it looks like we have substitutions going in for the Dominican Penguins. Number 27, Caitlin Baptista, coming in for G. And number 23, Kayla Wakita, coming in for Stephanie Owens on the left side. A couple of new additions, new attacking additions to the Dominican. See if they can try to get some spacing. These are the two substitutes to do it too, because Caitlin Baptista is faster than most women I've seen out on the soccer field. She has straight burners up top. A sight to see when she really gets going. And Kayla Wakita, about, I would say, maybe 5'1", 5', if that. but she makes up for it much more than she has to with heart and speed. Here's the cross in by Pacific. It's over everyone's head. Whitaker chases after it. Looks for Batista up the line. Batista can't quite get to it. Lindsey Brown takes it. And here's the cross up the middle. Miscommunication by the Penguins. And a great slide. A goal-saving slide by Megan Hansen after the miscommunication by her and Korsberg. Natalie Sun was about to have a one-on-one opportunity from 10 yards away. An easy shot with Megs Herring being flat-footed, and Megan Hansen came out of nowhere to get the slide. She is a little bit shaken up on the play as well. Alex Moran looking to keep possession, and she gets fouled by the Penguins. By the Cougars. Whitaker with the free kick. Kimball is looking for the show, trying to cut towards the ball, and she gets the header, but it's cleared out by Pacific. Catherine Ripple has a size disadvantage on Natalie Sun back there. Natalie Sun's going to try to take him 4-on-1 right now, and she just might do it. It's hit off of Megan Hansen, and it is out for a corner. Megan Hansen is spending about 50% of the time on the ground. She is really, really working hard. They are really the Cougars are really attacking that right side, going after Megan Hansen. She has proved worthy of the challenge. Here is the corner from the Cougars. It's a good one. It's up in the air, headed by a Cougar, and saved too. Another cross in, cleared out. Really trying to get back in, the Cougars are trying to get that back into the middle using that outside in tactic. They can't quite seem to pierce that Dominican defense, though. DU is really holding strong back there with their back four. Alex Moran and Allie Stone get a little bit into it at midfield, and the ref is giving a nice talking to Moran. Nothing too serious, just a calm warning. We have about 18 minutes left in the half. Still two shots for the Pacifics. Still no shots for the Penguins. Pacific is keeping possession. They play it forward. Again, Ripple has that size disadvantage on Natalie Sun, the big forward for the Cougars. Luckily, Ripple is working hard, using her hands the right way, using her body the right way to protect and stay goal side of that forward. Ripple has the ball now, looking forward for someone, begging someone to go forward, plays it to Baptista, and it ends up with Moran. Stolen by the Cougars, though, and they play it back. Big hustle by Kayla Wakita. That's what I was talking about. She almost snuck out of nowhere and stole the ball. Jessica Ramirez tried to get that ball in the air from Amanda Hardy. Couldn't quite reach it, though. The foul is called on her. And here come the Cougars on the right side. McKenna Kimball helps all the way back on that far corner, helping Megan Hansen and Kendra Korsberg and Kayla Wakita out on defense. We might have a big throw here from the Cougars on the right attacking sideline for them. The flick is on from the Pacifics, and Megs Herring comes out of nowhere to punch it out. A great aggressive play by Herring. Golnick plays it away from the danger, and it is out for a throw-in back on the Pacific side of the field. Good job by the Penguins to really move up their entire defense and their entire midfield to really get rid of that giant space in between the defenders and the midfields and the forwards. There can't be that giant space, or they will absolutely get destroyed. And here comes Kaylin Baptista with the pressure. It is played back by the Pacifics, or excuse me, by Pacific. About 15 minutes left in the half right now. Most of the play seems to be in the middle of the field. Neither team has gotten great opportunities so far. Megs Herring has the ball at her feet now. Really no pressure, really nothing too much to worry about right now. Here's Whitaker, plays it out wide to Baptista, has pressure, gets a double team, and it's out on Pacific. And there are subs for Dominican. We have Jessica Ramirez coming out for Amanda Cervantes, and Sarah Pimentel coming on for Alex Moran. Hopefully they can bring a bit of energy to the table for these Penguins. Cervantes helps in the middle as Pimentel is a little bit more of an attacker. And it's out for a corner for Pacific. Here's a sub for the Cougars. We have number 8, Jacqueline Conforto of Woodinville, Washington, going in for number 9, Logan Chan. The Penguins will be looking to defend this corner from the left side of the field. It's up in the air. It's a good one. But Korsberg heads it out. Now Golnick is all alone up there. Has to keep possession. Tries to make the flick to Megan Hansen. Can't quite reach it, though. And it's cleared away by Pacific. Back and forth. Back and forth here. Korsberg can't quite get it. Falls to the ground. Cougars are trying to keep possession, but a poor pass by Sun. Gets it back with a lot of fight, a lot of aggressive play by Natalie Sun. Amanda Cervantes, however, sits her down. The foul is called on Cervantes. Natalie Sun went down hard. I think Cervantes has just basically just had enough of Natalie Sun using her hands and really doing a lot of aggressive play here. There's a 3-man wall for this free kick. It's about 30 yards away. It's shootable, but I would be a little bit surprised if they decide to shoot it here. A lot of people going in for the cross. Oh, and it's a trick. They go down the left sideline, but it's cleared out by Korsberg. A common trick play on a free kick like that, when you have the wall and nobody is on one side of the wall because everyone else is looking for the cross. You have one person make that sneaky run on the other side of the wall, and a lot of times it works. On that one, it really did work. Korsberg was able to get the clear, though. And now it's a foul on Pacific. A soft foul, but still a worthy call. Whitaker has the free kick now and plays it to Pimentel. There's pressure coming. She plays it back to Whitaker. With the clearance, Baptista working to get back. And it is out of bounds. Conforto could not quite keep that in. A Penguin throw-in right now for Whitaker. She has a smile on her face. Seems to be having fun. That's what it's all about, right? Just having fun. And that is out on the Penguins. Here, Rachel Harding will take the throw-in for Pacific. Working hard. There we go. Cervantes takes the ball. Plays it back to Whitaker, and the Penguins have possession again. They'll be looking to keep it, too. A good ball into Wakita in the middle of the field by Whitaker, but it finds Heidi Wishy on the right side for the Cougars. They look to play it up. They're playing up through the middle of the field. A great through ball, a one-on-one opportunity, and it's a goal for Pacific. A very, very simple give-and-go that was executed to perfection by the Cougars. Natalie Sun checked towards the ball as the lone forward, played the ball back to her mid, and immediately started turning around, running back to the goal. Got a perfect through ball right to her feet, and calmly placed it in near post, right past the keeper, Megs Herring, and it is 1-0 Pacific. About 11 minutes into this game, or excuse me, 11 minutes left in the half. Harding trips up a little bit on this turf, and that's the second time this has actually happened this game. Maybe something with cleats, maybe something with the field is going on, but that is two just blatant random trips on this game. Right now, Bautista has it on the right side, looks to the middle for Pimentel, plays it back, and Wakita has the ball. A great turn! Can't quite get it, though. Good defense by the Pacifics. Here comes Kimball. Can't quite bring it down, and Cougars look to play it on the left sideline. It's out of bounds, though, for a Whitaker throw-in. Plays it up to Bautista. A great slide by Cervantes to keep the ball and keep possession for the Penguins. Cervantes has already made a lot of nice aggressive plays this game, and she's only been in for about 10 minutes. The Cougars look to play it through the middle of the field, running, looking for that through ball to Natalie Sun again, but Ripple comes over to stop it. Her clearance, unfortunately, goes out for a corner, though, and it will be another corner for the Azusa Pacific Cougars. And on this corner, we have a couple substitutions. Number 6, Amanda Hardy, is coming out for Alex Williams. And number 10, Natalie Sun, is coming out for Shannon Rigetti on this corner kick. The corner kick on Kennelly Field. Up in the air. It's a short one. Korsberg is there for the clearance. It's still at the top of the box. They're working. Are both teams a big scuffle? And the ball lands in Megs Herring's hands again. She throws it this time to Hansen out wide left. Hansen with her left foot looking deep. And it's off of a Pacific head. Out for a throw-in. We have a couple substitutions now for the Cougars again, as well as our Dominican Penguins. Mary Wheeler coming on for Lauren Golnick up top for the Penguins, as well as number 5, Shannon Hardy, coming on for Heidi Wishi of the Cougars. The Penguins try to play it up, try to keep possession. They have it, Pimentel has it. And now Akita, with a great turn, plays it up towards the newly in Mary Wheeler, who is looking at the left deep sideline. A great ball into Pimentel, cleared out by Pacific, out for a throw-in. Throw-in now for Megan Hansen of the Dominican Penguins. With about 7.5 minutes left in this game. The throw-in is down, and there's a lot of physical play down there by Allie Stone and Mary Wheeler, but it rolls out for a goal kick for the Cougars. Keeper Michelle Wieland, this is her first goal kick of the game, I believe. We'll see what kind of leg she has. A good one. Right to Lindsey Brown, who has a nice flick. But it's stolen by Sarah Pimentel. Out to Whitaker. A good cut towards the middle of the field. And a great ball in the middle. Number 13, Mary Wheeler, was pushed off the ball, but no foul called. And, oh, Bautista almost had a through ball in on the right sideline. That would have been great for the Penguins with her speed. And here comes number 8, Confronto. Plays it down the line. Ripple and Rigetti are really fighting. Whitaker has to turn around here, and a great defensive play to step in front of the forward by Whitaker as she plays it safely out of bounds for a Pacific throw-in. We are now deep in Penguin territory, actually, on the left side. looking for something here, the Cougars are, with about 6 minutes left here at Kenley Field in the first half. Still 0-0, or excuse me, what? It is 1-0 Cougars over the Penguins right now with 6 minutes left as Megs Herring has a goal kick. 1-0 Pacific over Dominican. Whitaker has to turn her back and lets it go out. Shields her body. Here comes Pacific trying to go towards the middle of the field, and it's still in there in a dangerous position. The volley is on its way. It's a weak one, and it is not quite cleared out by the Penguins. They really have to get a better clear than that, as evidenced by them giving up the ball yet again on the sideline. Another Cougar throw-in on the left side. And they play it back, keep possession. They play it towards the middle of the field. Korsberg can't see a thing and has to let it go. Megs Herring is right there, though.
She couldn't see it because it was in the sun.
That sun is really starting to affect the Dominican defenders. They have, if a cross is coming in from the left side, they have to look directly into the sun in order to get the head. And Korsberg could not see a single thing on that header. She had her hands up, had no idea what to do, and just let it go to Herring. Baptista and Harding are really working, and Harding gets the clear out after a very physical play. Korsberg gets the clear. Wheeler is working hard, and right now they're really just playing kickball, and luckily a great touch by Alex Williams one-on-one. What a save by Megs Herring. She dives to her left on a one-on-one opportunity. The shot was from 15 yards away, and Herring made a very nice diving stop to her left. A great, great touch by Alex Williams. It really was just kickball from Dominican and Azusa Pacific. Back and forth in the middle of the field. All of a sudden, the ball just went in the wrong place for Dominican, and their center defenders were caught off guard, and it went right to Alex Williams, who made a fantastic flick to herself, by the way, to put herself into space in front of her. But Megs Herring was having none of it and stops the ball. And doesn't just stop the ball, gets her fingertip on the ball, gets right back up, and doesn't let any rebound opportunity happen as she pounces on the ball again. There is a foul on Dominican. It will be an Azusa Pacific free kick from near the half line on the Penguin side. The free kick is in the air. It's a good one. Megs Herring comes out and catches the ball. Looks to throw, but there are too many people. And throws to the other side now. Emily Whitaker on the right side. 3 minutes left here in the first half. 1-0 Cougars. The ball is in the air. Almost gets past Kat Ripple, but not quite. She has to backpedal now as Confronto tries to play towards the corner all the way to Williams, and Williams can't quite get it. It's out for a goal kick for the Penguins. Four shots now for the Cougars, and still zilch for the Penguins. The kick is up. Mary Wheeler has to work hard.
It's a highly technical football term.
Emily Whitaker lets it pass for a throw-in now. Has a throw-in. Penguins are working hard to get runs, and that's what they need to see.
2 minute warning.
Now, just 2 minutes left in this first half. The Penguins try to get something at the end of the half, but Pacific is attacking from the left side. The forward going right after Kat Ripple, plays it into Williams. Williams gets pushed off the ball. That was probably a bit of a flop by Williams. She went flying to the ground when Korsberg didn't have too much physical play there. Williams was looking for that PK, but couldn't get it. played out by Megs Herring, and it is again Pacific ball at the right sideline now. Shannon Rigetti all the way over there, guarded by Kendra Korsberg. The cross is in. It's a good one. Coming in is nothing. The Penguins get it out, and the ref gets in the way. Unfortunate for the Penguins. Luckily, nothing comes of it. And for those of you who don't know, the ref is completely part of the play. Anytime the ref plays it, you just have to play on because the ref is completely part of the play. If it hits him, it's just a play on. Good physical play by Kimball here. Cervantes comes in for the slide. And she knew she was going to slide as soon as she started running towards the ball. A big slide, and it goes out for a Pacific throw-in. Just 20 seconds here in the half. The Penguins have a throw-in deep in their territory. Wheeler comes crashing in, but nothing comes of it. And it's out again for a Penguin throw-in. That is the half here at Kennelly Field. It is 1-0 in favor of the Pacific Cougars. And it really has been the case of all Cougars all the time. Their pressure has been up. Their possession has been very good. They're keeping the ball. They have Lindsey Brown, Natalie Sun and Logan Chan up top working for them, and Brown seems to get the ball to them at a very, very high rate, and those forwards are able to work hard and keep possession, and if they can, turn and look too, because they've really been looking good. Korsberg and Ripple have had a very, very active game. And it seems as though the Pacific Cougars are completely going with that outside-in mentality, which is why Megan Hansen and Emily Whitaker are both so active, where they were both so active in that first half. Those wide defenders really had to work hard as the Pacific Cougars were playing those corners over and over and over again.
It's a little more lopsided than I'd like to see it, but the Penguins are hanging in. They're only down by one. When we come back, Jordan will have the second half of the women's game of today's soccer doubleheader. Don't forget, fans, at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have Lady Penguin Volleyball live for you on the air. 7 o'clock side out as Gail Stammer and the ladies, who are 1-0 so far in conference, take on Academy of Art. That's at 7 o'clock tonight from the Conlin Center. And Jordan and I will have that for you on this full day of DU Athletics. We'll be back in 13 minutes and 10 seconds with the conclusion of today's women's game. 1-0 Azusa, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to Kennelly Field here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here, Jordan Smith, broadcasting this women's Dominican soccer game out here in beautiful San Rafael, California. It is 1-0 Pacific Cougars over Dominican Penguins at half, and the Dominican Penguins will be looking to change that in the second half. They have their starting unit back on the field, their entire starting unit back on the field, just like the start of the game. And I believe that Pacific does as well. The first half was mostly controlled by Pacific. They pressured harder, they kept more possession, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing that Dominican can do about it. We've seen spurts from Dominican this game that shows they have the potential to break through this defense, and especially this half, because that Sun is so unbelievably brutal to the keeper on the north side. Last half, that was Megs Herring of the Dominican Penguins. And after the half, at halftime, she came up to her coach and she said, "This is brutal. I can barely see." Luckily for Dominican, Michelle Wieland, now the keeper for Pacific, will have to deal with the sun even lower now and even more brutal. I always thought, as a player, if I was a captain and I wanted one side or another side, I would take, especially in an afternoon game like this, I would take the side that you're looking into the sun first, because it's always going to be lower in the second half, which is much, much worse. Dominican, just 30 seconds into the half already, has a corner kick right now on the left side. The ball is in the air. It's a short one. Ramirez worked for it, but couldn't quite get it. Still rolling. Nobody there. Korsberg has a person on her back. Nobody talked to her. Nobody told her that someone was on her back. And she was taken down, and it is a Pacific throw-in. Number 10, Natalie Sun, all over Korsberg, takes out Heidi Wishi. Crazy stuff going on right now. Natalie Sun and Catherine Ripple were really working hard. Wishi came in, and Korsberg got the card for the tackle. She came in from the middle of the field and used her body to really go into Wishi. And that is a yellow card for Kendra Korsberg. The free kick is about 30, 35 yards away on the right side. They'll be looking, Pacific will be looking for a cross here, as the ref tells Pacific where to place the ball. Just a two-man wall for this free kick for Dominican. Golnick and Moran in the wall. Here comes the runners. The cross is in to far post. Brown gets ahead on it, but it's too Herring, and she gobbles it up. Looking for someone open. Now Herring is. Almost throws it, but decides to drop kick it in the end. About to midfield. Brown is there with no Dominican Penguins around her. DU has to get something going off of those free kicks. Pacific charges down the left sideline, and it's out for a goal kick. The Pacific forward was really trying to go around Golnick on that one. You really use speed and try to bully her way past, but Golnick did a great job of using her body and protecting the ball and staying goal side. And when I say goal side, I mean the person, the defender, has to be in between the ball and the goal at all times. At all times, they have to stay goal side. They're goal side of the ball, they're goal side of the man. Both things. Ramirez goes in for a hard tackle, gets it out to Hansen, who plays it up all the way to Golnick. And Pacific takes the ball. Moran and Amanda Hardy really working in the middle of the field against each other. Pacific ends up with the ball. They play a good through ball, just a little far, and Herring is there. Number 3, Heidi Wishi, looks for that left-footed through ball through the middle between the two center backs of the Dominican Penguins. Couldn't quite get it, though. It is a Pacific throw-in on the right side now. Megan Hansen goes in for the header, hits it with her shoulder, actually, and that is legal in soccer. Shoulders are very legal. Biceps and upper arm, not at all. Oh, and Wishi almost gets past Hansen. Golnick is there to help back, though. Moran with a tricky flick. Nobody there, though. And Natalie Sun is right there with Megs Herring. Herring punches it out before anything too dangerous can happen. They have to get the ball up here. The clearance is just not coming, almost out, but the side ref says the whole ball wasn't across the line, and we're still playing. McKenna Kimball not quite there on the header, and Pacific keeps the ball. Moving up on the left side now, Pacific is. A great give and go. Unfortunately, Emily Whitaker is right there, read the play beautifully. Here is Molly Lavin in the middle of the field, looking towards the right, looking for a switch of the field. Golnick gets the touch and the slide, and it's a good one, and it's out on the Penguins. Pacific gets a quick throw, and the Penguins look a little bit tired right now, a bit winded. Korsberg goes in hard for the header, gets the header. Natalie Sun gets the ball again, but Hansen is there to poke it away, and now Moran is back in her own corner trying to get something, trying to get a clearance out. Finally does a great clearance with her left foot. Very impressive. And it's worth it because the Dominican Penguins have won themselves a throw-in and they've won themselves the ball. It'll be Megan Hansen on the throw-in. Down the line, Kimball's working for it off of G's head. And Moran has the ball right now. A great turn right around her. Tries the cut, can't quite get it though. And the ball's played to the middle of the field. Korsberg calmly steps in, like a defender always should, and steals the ball. Penguins are gonna try to keep the ball. Oh, and a tricky turn by Ramirez. Working hard, but a little bit too hard. She gets called for the foul. Her hands were just a bit active on that one. Once you start to use two hands for either pushing or pulling or grabbing, two hands is always a no-go for any ref. They'll usually let one hand go on mostly anything, but as soon as they see that second hand go onto the body, that's when the foul is called. Megs Herring now has the ball. Couldn't quite get the flick from Lindsey Brown. The Cougars forwards were unable to get it. Now G is on the through ball up to the left back, but Pacific calmly clears it out into the middle of the field. Ripple and Korsberg working well together in the center. On a good touch by Kimball out wide to Owens. A sliding clearance by Danielle Ross to get it away from G. She really came in hard on that one, and quite the clearance for someone that fell to the ground. That went about 30 yards. Big tackle by Whitaker, and it's worth it. She wins the ball for her Penguins. Oh, and a great ball. Great flick by Golnick. G is in with the shot, and it's wide left. She came in on the right side and tried to get it in from about 18 yards away. She was inside the 18-yard box. Just a little bit of a tough angle there, but a great flick by Lauren Golnick. That was a sight to see. The ball was in the air, and she got right in front of her defender and calmly tapped it behind her to a streaking G. Unfortunately, the Penguins just couldn't finish. That is the first shot of the entire game for the Dominican Penguins, and they still do not have a shot on target. High in the air from Megan Hansen, and it's headed away by Pacific. And there's a foul. Alex Moran tried to turn, but number 7, Molly Lavin of the Cougars, came in very hard and tripped her up. Alex Moran won herself a free kick. Now Kendra Korsberg will take this free kick. Just a one-man wall. Heidi Wiesche standing in there all alone. Korsberg will take this kick from the left side at about 35 yards away. Looking for someone on the head. The ball's in the air. At the top of the 18, it's not quite cleared by Pacific. Still in there for the Penguins. They're looking to get something off the head of everyone, essentially. Oh, and a big volley by Jessica Ramirez from about 25 yards away. A bit ambitious, but a good look nonetheless. It was wide right out for a goal kick. 36 minutes left in the half at Kennelly Field for your Dominican Penguins. And here is a drop kick from Michelle Wieland. taken by Pacific right to them. Penguins have to be more aggressive on the balls in the air. Oh, and it's off of Natalie Sun's face, I believe. Korsberg got back and actually hit it off of Sun's face, I believe. Sun is down, face down to the ground. She is not getting up. She looks to be holding maybe her eye. The ref is over there. The coach is not needed to come out in the field, or the trainer. It can't be something too serious, because the ref said that the trainer was not needed, as Sun starts to get up again. Wiping her face with her shirt. Good sportsmanship by Dominican and the Cougars. Korsberg was kind enough to play it out because Sun was down, and the Cougars gave Dominican the ball back. Always a nice sight to see sportsmanship in the game of soccer. And here's here's Megs' drop kick. Here it is. Pacific Cougars have the ball. Megan Hansen plays it all the way up to a running G. She really has to work. She didn't get a good head start on that one. Played back to the keeper, who clears it out. Good pressure by the Cougars as Cad Ripple skies it from midfield all the way down to Michelle Whelan, the keeper of the Cougars. And here is her dropkick. About to midfield. Alex Moran heads it backwards to Korsberg, who plays it over to Golnick, who has high pressure. And something happened. Her defender is down on the ground. And Golnick is going. Golnick is going down the sideline, and it's cleared out. And the Pacific player is still on the ground. I believe that's Natalie Nick there right back. She looks hurt. Natalie Sun is caring for her, and now the trainers have to come on the field. You know, this all happened right next to the Penguin Radio broadcast system, but it was so fast that I don't think anybody has any idea what happened. It looks like probably a poke in the eye. It shouldn't be too bad. Lauren Golnick's arm was just waving around a little bit too much, accidentally caught Natalie Nick in the face. And on those, soccer players are running so fast and are thinking about so many other things that their arms waving are the least of their concerns. And if their arm happens to catch someone, really, it's not too much of a big deal for the attacking player, because honestly, they're trying to win. They really are. Now we have a substitution for the injured player, number 26, Cassidy Burr, freshman out of Santa Cruz, comes in for the injured Natalie Nick. Nick looks to be okay now on the sideline, still feeling around, making sure all the parts are there, but it seems to be okay. Here is the drop kick from Michelle Whelan, high in the air. Megan Hansen has the header. A great header, especially against the tall Lindsey Brown, who is 5'10", but could probably pass for 6'2". Now Dominican has a free kick. Korsberg will take it from about midfield, looking for the cross in. Hopefully finds G in the middle. And they play it out all the way to Lauren Golnick on the left sideline. She'll be looking for a cross soon, going one-on-one against her defender, and the defender pokes it out of bounds. A throw in for the Penguins. Penguins are starting to play a little bit better. They've had more control of the ball this half. We're about 11 minutes into the half, and they have definitely looked a lot better. Coach John Delano's speech must have just done wonders for them. And here's Heidi Wiese plays it down the right sideline for Natalie Sun, and it just goes out of bounds before she can get it. Korsberg was also on the chase. Now a throw in for the Penguins on the left side on their defending half. McKenna Kimball, Alex Moran looking for the play. Moran looks up. Oh, finds Golnick. Can't quite get it, though. Is out for a throw-in for the Cougars. Looking up, Golnick playing solid defense. Tried to play over to the side off of the one touch by the Cougars, but couldn't quite get it. Now throw-in from Megan Hansen of the Penguins. Good physical play by both teams right now. Really working hard. Oh, a little bit of a miscommunication by Korsberg and Hansen. Neither of them decided who was going to actually go get the ball, and neither of them went and got the ball. And Heidi Wishy was streaking down, trying to take advantage of the miscommunication, was just offsides, right in front of Kendra Korsberg. The AR was right there to see it, and it was offsides. Now here's Kat Ripple dribbling up the field, looking for something going on. Here's Emily Whitaker. Tries to play it down the line. Goes out for a throw-in for the Cougars. And it's for the past 5 minutes, it's really mostly been in the middle of the field. Neither team has quite gotten a big attack going. The Dominican Penguins try here. They try to get a through ball over the top of the two center backs of the Cougars to a streaking Lauren Golnick. The through ball is too hard, unfortunately. Wieland picks it up. Alex Moran fighting hard for this header. Goes back to Korsberg, who gets it. A great heading challenge by both Moran and Korsberg. Plays it back to Whitaker on the right side. Whitaker is looking up, looking for a cutter. Tries to find Stephanie Owens on the other side. Couldn't quite get it. And here come the Cougars. Stolen by McKenna Kimball and taken by the Penguins. And now Heidi Wishy takes the ball. She has Natalie Sun to her right. She takes the shot with her left foot. It's a good shot. Megs Herring has to hit it over the bar. A great left-footed shot from 25 to 30 yards away. And it was a bullet. Megs Herring could do nothing else but be safe and hit it over the top of the bar for a corner kick. No chance, really, that she was going to grab that ball. Wishy had Natalie Sun streaking over to the right, making a hard, curved run, but decided to take it herself. And it looks like the decision almost paid off. Here is the corner for the Cougars, up in the air. It's a good one. Someone on the ground, Lindsay Brown on the ground for the Cougars, but nothing comes of it. And now we have a substitution for the Dominican Penguins. Looks like number 17, Sarah Pimentel, is coming into the middle for sophomore Jessica Ramirez. Ramirez has played really hard, great physical ball all day today. And the kick goes out for a Cougar throw-in on the left side of the field. They will be looking to really attack. They haven't quite gotten a lot all day, except for that Wishy shot, at least this half. Now here's Sun with Ripple on her. Ripple makes a good saving tackle, and it's out on her for a Cougar throw-in. Really trying to get people in, trying to get that big body of Logan Brown in there for the header. Brown gets the flick, but it's immediately taken by Kat Ripple, playing very aggressively in the middle, trying to get the clearance. They can't quite get the clearance. It's still Cougar ball. And number three, Heidi Wishy, looking for something, and Megan Hansen almost gets the clear. Ricochets off of Alex Moran, right into the hands of Megs Herring. Meg Herring rolls it down to Emily Whitaker. Plays it off the Pacific leg. Now it is a throw-in for Whitaker. The Penguins really have to get G more involved. Her name has not been up all game. That is an absolute travesty for any Dominican game. Cougars have the ball. Megan is on a one-on-one opportunity with Heidi Wiesch. Wiesch gets it to the middle. And a great through ball to Sun. And a wonderful save by Megs Herring. It was a one-on-one opportunity on the right side of the goal. And here comes G on the counter. To the left side. Is she going to save it? She does. On the left side of the sideline. She's coming. Getting double-teamed. Cuts it past. Tries to make the ball into the middle. To a cutting Stephanie Owens. Just a little bit late on the run, though. Good hustle for the counter by the Dominican Penguins. Alex Morant can't quite get back enough to get the header, but Korsberg is there to save the day. And here comes Pimentel, looking for a pass. Finds Kimball, who finds Owens. And they just needed one more pass there, and they would have been through. The Dominican Penguins are looking to keep possession here. A lot of play through the middle of the field this half. And I think Dominican has to get away from that. If they're going to win, they have to use their speed on the outside and try to get the ball from the outside into the inside like Pacific has been doing all day. Here's Molly Lavin on the right side, streaking across the cross in right to Megs Herring, who picks it up. Nothing dangerous there by Molly Lavin's cross as Herring waits for everyone to get up. It's a high kick in the air. Rand goes for it, and it goes right to Golnick, who plays a nice ball into Pimentel in the middle, going up, looking for someone to pass to. She finds Owens on the opposite side of the field. A great ball into the middle to Golnick, and Golnick gets taken out by two people who got the ball. No foul on the play. Not really a reason for a foul on the play. And it is now out for a throw-in in favor of the Cougars. Deep in their territory on the left side. We have 26 minutes left in this game. 1-0 for the Azusa Pacific Cougars over the Dominican Penguins at Kennelly Field on radio.dominican.edu. Natalie Sun working hard against Kat Ripple. Kendra Korsberg is there to save the day, and it looks like Natalie Sun got hit again. She definitely got hit by something. It must have been the ball, though, because Kendra Korsberg hit her. It looked like it might have been right in the face with the ball. It's a couple substitutions for both teams. Number 26, Cassidy Burr, coming out for Natalie Nick, coming back into the game after her short injury. And now the trainers are coming out for Natalie Sun, taking a look at her down at one end of the field. Natalie Sun has been working very, very hard. Kendra Korsberg and Kat Ripple have been very busy bees back there in the center defense working against this Cougar attack. There was another sub on the field for the Dominican Penguins. Number 27, Caitlin Baptista, coming in for G. Number 24, Juliana Brotsberg. And it looks like Natalie Sun is coming out of the game for Shannon Rigetti to get looked at. Sun walking off the field. Is able to walk off the field. That's always a good sign. But it wasn't her legs that got injured. She seems to be in pain of her face. Really getting worked back there. And the action is back on. The fight by Stephanie Owens comes over to Sarah Pimentel in the middle of the field. Has to play the ball a little bit quicker there, but finally gets it to Hansen. Pimentel and Hansen probably have great chemistry together. They were roommates last year. at lovely Penafort Hall at Dominican University of California. And it is out for a throw-in. Excuse me. Out for offsides. Rigetti was looking for the long ball, but got a little bit eager and got way out in front of the Dominican defenders. Here's Owens on the right side. Can't quite get to it. It's out of bounds for a Cougar throw-in. The throw-in is there. And it is out again for another Cougar throw-in. Owens does not look happy. She definitely thought that was in favor of her. And is out of another throw. And this one called for Dominican. And we have a substitution for Dominican. Number 26, Kayla Trenner. Coming in on the right side. Playing right mid for Stephanie Owens. Stephanie Owens has really been working hard this game, trying to get past, trying to make flicks, making good plays. Hopefully, Baptista and Trenner, the new additions, can add something different. They don't have to just be in there to rest the starters. That's not the goal of the substitution. The goal is to change the pace of the game and change the way the game is played. Baptista obviously has a different strategy than G. G is physical, she can use speed, and she looks up for the pass. Baptista really uses her blazing speed to her advantage. Golnick tries to get a good flick. Baptista comes in, not quite there yet though. Whitaker can't get the tackle, and it's on for the Cougars. They have a few numbers, but Cat Ripple clears it out safely for the Penguins. It comes in the middle, almost to Sarah Pimentel, can't quite get it. Here is Molly Lavin on the right side, looking to play it. And they go for the give and go, but Korsberg is there with a strong header. That ball really bounces off her head with some spring. And it's back, Cougar ball again. They play it through the back, all the way over to the left side. But the Dominican pressure here is looking a lot better. Here's Heidi Wishi. She has space in front of her. Tries to play it into Rigetti, who is again offsides. Kendra Korsberg had the ball anyways, but the flag went up for offsides. Looks like Heidi Wishi was a little confused. Thought it was her ball. Playing it through the back to Kat Ripple, all the way over to Emily Whitaker. A dangerous pass, and the pressure is there, and Logan Brown gets the ball for the Cougars, and a great flick by number 6 Amanda Hardy. Tries to get it in. Hardy again with a great turn, plays it in, and nothing comes of it. Rigetti was there with a beautiful ball by Hardy, but just could not quite put it in. It is out for a corner. Luckily, Whitaker came back and recovered to go out to make sure the ball did not go in the goal and just went out for a corner. The Cougars' attackers seem to be a little confused. They're going for the short corner, but the coaches are almost yelling at them, saying, no, no short corner. The Dominican Penguins were really on top of the short corner, though. Definitely not letting anything too disruptive play. And here goes Baptista. You can see it on her face. And she gets the ball past the defender. A one-on-one opportunity with the center back. She gets the left-footed cross in. And nobody is coming on the back post. Nobody there. Unfortunate for the Penguins. Good hustle by Hansen and Wishi. A very good battle. Moran gets a nice cut, but Wishi gets back, and here's the through ball to Rigetti on the right side. Herring is backing up fast. It's a one-on-one opportunity for Kat Ripple and Stephanie Rigetti. She pushes it past towards the line. Almost number 9, Logan Chan, in the middle. but Herring got a fingertip on it to save it. It's still Cougar ball in the middle field, and they push to the right side. Number six, Amanda Hardy, coming in one-on-one with Alex Moran, and Alex Moran just straight up takes the ball from her. Plenty of space in front of her, too. Up the left side of the sideline, looking up, trying to find someone. Finds a checking Baptista. It goes out, and it is Cougar ball. Alex Moran seems very winded right now. She's been working very, very hard all game. Oh, a big hack by Heidi Wishi. Moran goes down, and that is a foul. No talking to, though. Just a simple foul. These Penguins are looking to get really, really exhausted. Playing on this turf is so hot that your cleats are just basically on fire by the end of the game. It's so exhausting.
4 for 9.
It is a Penguin throw-in right now. Alex Moran is coming out. Substitution, Amanda Cervantes going into the game in the middle of the field. Megan Hansen has the throw-in in the danger zone of the Cougars. It's out for a corner. Cougars are a little upset. They definitely thought it was a goal kick. Ref calls a corner, though, and it looks like Lauren Golnick will be there to kick the corner. The wind's starting to pick up a little bit more right now. We'll see if that affects these last 18 minutes of the game. It's a very high corner. Taken by the Cougars. And a good step in by Kat Ripple. And then Lauren Golnick, good aggressive play, takes it. Could be a foul, but advantage called. McKenna Kimball has the shot from far out over the goal. Out for a goal kick for the Cougars. And another substitution for the Cougars. Number 4, Emily Wood, coming on for number 9, Logan Chan. Emily Wood is a senior out of Glendora, California. It is out for a Penguin throw-in on the right side of the field on their attacking half. 8 shots for Pacific, while only 2 for the Dominican Penguins. And there's only 17 minutes left. We played about 75 minutes of soccer, and the Dominican Penguins have only managed 2 shots. Pacific clears it out, right to Emily Whitaker, who looks to push it up, but now just has to keep possession. Plays a hard ball into Cervantes, tricky to handle, and the Cougars look to counter fast. Here's Wishi on the right side. Looking up, looking for someone down the line. She cuts to the middle and now plays it down the line to cutting Emily Wood, who can't quite get it in the corner, just out. And it is a throw-in about as far in the corner as possible. Hansen with the throw. It's right to Golnick. Wishi is all over Golnick and gets called for the foul. Wishi and Golnick look to be getting into it a little bit right now. Definitely words being exchanged. However, I would expect nothing less from a very competitive soccer game like this. A great ball into number 6, Amanda Hardy, on the right side. She's cutting in, looking for a cross. The cross is in. A big shot, and it's in. Number 19, Stephanie Righetti, comes in hard and gets the one-touch right-footer to the left corner of the goal. Megs Herring could do nothing about it. That was a great run by Hardy, and she got it, the perfect cross, into a cutting Righetti for the goal. That was all about the counterattack, and it is now 2-0 Pacific with 16 minutes left in the game. There's another substitution. G is coming back on for Caitlin Baptista. trying to get something offensively going for the Penguins. They really need to step it up in these last 15 minutes. As they keep possession off of the goal kick, play it through the back. Has down the line, Golnick, but can't quite get it. Luckily, the ball rolled right towards me. I was able to give the ball back. And there is a foul, another foul on Heidi Wiesche. Her and Megan Hansen and Lauren Golnick have been going at it the entire game. That would probably be the battle to watch during this entire game. Kendra Korsberg will have the free kick. Looking to boot it up, hopefully to G, maybe to McKenna Kimball up there. Kimball with the header gets a good flick, but G is a bit out of position, thought the header was coming towards her. Hansen has the header go behind her, and here comes Hardy, cutting hard through the middle. Heidi Wiesche manages to get the ball off of a poor pass, works hard for it, and here comes the Penguins right back on the counter. Pimentel running through the middle, looking for someone for a through ball, ends up playing it right to the right back, Nick. And here's McKenna Kimball in the middle of the field, looking up, trying to find someone, and again, right to Natalie Nick. Korsberg can't get the header, but Megan Hansen is right there to protect her. And Pimentel and Kimball in the middle, they have to do more pressure. They have to just go full out, especially for these last 14 minutes, or they are not going to have possession enough to have the ball to score. A good tackle by Cervantes. Has time in front of her, too. Sees the middle of the field. McKenna Kimball plays it up to Lauren Golnick, who tries to cut it back to the left. Couldn't quite get it, though. Now, Megs Herring has the ball. A failed through ball by the Cougars. The Cougars have really just been playing through ball after through ball. They keep possession, and then they finally wait for the exact opportunity. And they have Natalie Sun and Logan Chan, Stephanie Rigetti, all up there up top making great runs. Here's number 4, Emily Whitaker on the right side. A big hit trying to find Kayla Trenner on the right side. Can't quite get it, though. But it is a throw-in for the Dominican Penguins.
Help, Rigetti!
Trenner's keeping the ball double-teamed right now and gets the ball taken away from her. It's played up the line. Kat Ripple has to run because she has company. Amanda Hardy right on her back. And Hardy takes it away from her. Kat was looking for a foul. Has Wiesche in the middle. Wow, what a tackle by Cervantes. Comes from behind and gets the ball before the man. A great tackle and a great recovery by Amanda Cervantes. That could have ended very badly, but her timing was perfect. And the Cougars just keep coming back on the left side now. Number 12, Rachel Harding, is trying to come by. Heidi Wiesche has the left-footed shot from about 20 yards away. Nothing too much to get worried about, though. Heidi Wiesche now coming out in favor of Shannon Hardy. Looking to keep that hustle up. Wiesche has really caused problems for that Dominican defense today. G has the ball, juggling a little bit in the middle of the field. Pimentel plays the ball, a good one to Lauren Golnick, streaking across the field from the left to the right side, but gets it taken away from her. Aggressive play by the Cougar defense. And here they come all the way back on the left side of the field. They get the big counter. She's past Kat Ripple in the middle of the field. Korsberg gets it out safely. And right there, it's still in. Kayla Trenner has the ball on the right side. She's got to go a little bit quicker than that. She's taking her time. Luckily, they keep possession, though. And Pimentel had no idea that Emily Wood was coming back and almost played it right to her. Cervantes hustling, cut off passing lanes. And it works because the Cougars play right into the pressure. It is now out of bounds. In a bit of a danger area for the Cougars. I have it on the right sideline. And here's the throw. And it looks like it is offsides on number 5, Shannon Hardy. She started her run just a bit early. Now, for those of you at home who don't quite understand offsides, and believe me, it's an incredibly hard rule to follow. It mostly means when the ball is kicked, is your player that's getting the ball, or at least is in the play, involved in the play, is she in front of the last two defenders? And that's including the goalie. So really, the last defender has to be behind the forward for them to get the ball. It's really just a cherry-picking rule to make sure nobody stands in the goal and has one person just permanently cherry-picking. But offsides is a very complicated rule to follow. Here are the Cougars in the middle. They almost got something. McKenna Kimball plays it out for the clearance. Cougars still have the ball. But Trainer steals it, looking for a counter. Tries to play it, but it's just poked away before it gets to G. That could have been something for the Dominican Penguins. Cervantes is looking up, trying to find someone with her left foot, plays G, but gets taken away. Right now, Natalie Nick is looking for the ball. Cervantes came in with the late tackle right as Natalie Nick was hitting the ball. Amanda Cervantes gave her a nice little nudge, and she deserves a yellow for that, and she will get one. Not a bad foul by Amanda Cervantes. Definitely not dirty.
Come on, back four. Come on, you guys, keep it clean. Nine and a half to go. Keep it clean.
And they are all of the attacking players and all of the Dominican Penguin defenders are lined up on the 18-yard box looking for the run-in for the cross. The cross is up. And it's flicked by Dominican Penguin, taken up by keeper Megs Herring. She rolls it out to Kayla Trenner on the right side. And it's played in the middle. The foul is called on the Cougars. It'll be a Dominican Penguin free kick. Whitaker with the kick. A big one down the right sideline, taken by Lindsey Brown. Emily Wood now looking forward, finds a player. Brown comes back up. A little bit of a miscommunication with her forward, though. She thought she was going down the line when the forward really just wanted it to her feet. Good hustle by Kayla Trenner right there to get the ball back for the Dominican Penguins. And we have a few substitutions right now for both teams. Number 21, Alex Williams, is coming in for Amanda Hardy. And Cassidy Burr has come on in place of Molly Lavin. For the Dominican Penguins, Caitlin Baptista came on towards the right side for Kayla Trenner. And here is McKenna Kimball. A big tackle, but no call. Just kind of a collision in the middle of the field. No call, though. Here's Korsberg, comes over to help. Great job of shifting over and helping her fellow center back, Kat Ripple. It is a Cougar throw-in on the left side. Still 2-0 Pacific over Dominican with 7.5 minutes left. Still in the middle of the field. McKenna's able to play it up, but it's in the air calmly. Headed away by Danielle Ross. A Dominican throw in right now. Going in, Golnick is working hard. Earns herself a throw in. The call was actually a foul. Golnick drew a foul. Good job. About 40 yards away now from the right side. Korsberg will look to get this cross in. Hopefully Hansen or G can find their head to it.
Drop a little, Cass. Drop a little.
A lot of bustling going on in the middle of the field. This is where a lot of physical play happens on these set pieces.
I was thinking we should just leave the tables here.
the Cougar coach is looking for a foul in the back. But really, there's just so much going on that the ref has no choice but to let everything go, because there really is just physical play from both teams on that play. The flick in. Oh! And Lauren Gulnick looks to cut across the keeper. Just a bit late. Comes in for a goal kick for Michelle Wieland. And Dominican has to fall back and start to defend a little bit. Good job of Amanda Cervantes of staying physical while letting Hansen get the ball. An attempted flick by the Cougars towards the middle of the field to try to get a counter. A lot of grabbing going on by Pimentel and Wood, but nothing comes of it. Very physical play by both teams right now. A big shot from the left foot of Alex Williams, and a good save by Megs Herring diving to her left. Unfortunately, the ball, her drop kick goes right out of bounds to the left side. Natalie Nick will have the throw in. Lauren Gulnick goes in for it, but it is a foul on Shannon Hardy. Gulnick's aggressive play has really drawn a lot of fouls this game. Korsberg will have the free kick. And people are starting to get a little chippy. A little upset. Both teams are starting to play a little more physical. A few more pushes, a few more hacks. Even starting to talk to the ref a little bit. This is the point of the game, especially in a close game where that kind of stuff happens. Baptista working hard, but it's cleared out with a sliding clearance by Daniel Ross. And the Cougars have the ball. Whitaker working hard to get the ball back. But a good play by the Cougars as a give and go couldn't quite work. It is a Penguin throw-in on the right side of the field. 4 minutes left now. Still 2-0 in favor of the Cougars. Dominican has just 4 minutes to get those two goals back. Let's see if they can do it. A good start. G's coming in. Very aggressive, but the defender is able to body her off, and Michelle Whelan comes out hard, slides in with the ball.
Come on, Em!
A lot of physical play between Wood and Amanda Cervantes in there. Wood was asking for a foul, and Cervantes was also asking for a foul. Dominican ended up with the ball, though. And there's a lot of chitter-chatter between Cervantes and Wood in the middle of the field, too.
Come on, Shannon!
Right now, the Dominican Penguins are on the left side. G is just bullying her way past a double team. Tries to make the defender, can't quite get it. And the Cougars save it. A good clearance. Korsberg gets it back up. Lindsey Brown handles it. The slide by G forces Brown to play it out of bounds. Hansen tries to go with the quick throw. Here comes Kimball, trying to get the turn over her head. Can't quite get it. Hansen plays it back in with her head. We'll have to do it again. Heads up. Got to have heads up over here in the broadcast studio. Megan Hansen will have the throw-in on the left side. And it is cleared out by Lindsey Brown. A great touch of a header by Alex Williams to keep the ball near her. And she just towers on top of Kendra Korsberg. Korsberg draws a foul. The free kick is up. Cervantes and Wood working again. Cervantes trying to get back. And here's the through ball. It's past Korsberg. Williams is there, but luckily Ripple and Herring are both there, and Herring plays it out. Good counterattack movement by Hansen and Cervantes, and a good down-the-line through ball by Megan Hansen. Lauren Gulnick working for it, and it is out of bounds. Out of the field of play. 1.5 minutes left now at Kennelly Field. Still 2-0. G has the ball on the left side, working to get it. It's a good tackle by the Cougars, and they can't quite get the clearance, but then they do. Korsberg with her tongue out. The focus is uncanny. The throw in by the Cougars is inconsequential. A big through ball towards the deep right corner. Alex Williams really working hard to go get it, but is not on this field, not on this fast turf field. The throw into Korsberg, and she hits it out right to the middle of the field where only Cougar players are. Dominican has to have those people in the middle of the field. Miscommunication by Ripple and Pimentel. Luckily, it worked out. Ripple was able to clear it out. But it is, again, Cougar ball. The Penguins just can't quite keep possession. Alex Williams goes again for the down-the-line through ball, and she traps the ball at the corner of the field. Only 12 seconds left now. She's just trying to keep possession and keep the ball away from the Penguins. It's a throw-in, but that is the game. Here at Kennelly Field, 2-0 in favor of the Azusa Pacific University Cougars. Dominican falls in their first conference game of the season. They now fall to 0-3 on the season and 0-1 in conference play, while Pacific improves to 3-3 on the season, and they are now 2-0 in the conference. A great start for them to the conference. Unfortunate for the Penguins today. They really just couldn't quite get the handle in their possession, and the pressure at times really just wasn't there too much. They had opportunities, and they had times where through balls were there. Unfortunately, just couldn't connect. Not enough passes were connected, and they come out with a 2-0 loss. You can hear me again, me and Stuart Horn, tonight at 7 o'clock for our Lady Penguins at volleyball. Just a full day of DU Radio, Penguin Radio. This has been Jordan Smith on radio.dominican.edu.